are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. And coming up on today's show, we're going to take a look at the Giants losing this difficult game yesterday to the Cardinals. Kevin Gausman was on the mound, and he was brilliant. He took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, but the Giants' offense could not get anything going against left-handed pitcher Kwang Hyun Kim. So I want to look at some of the things that stood out to me from this game, and there were actually quite a few. Jalen Davis got hurt. The bullpen faltered for the first time in a while, really. And we had some offensive players actually continue to break through at the plate. So I want to look at that and then look at the upcoming schedule. I know I talk about that a lot, and I haven't actually gotten into it in a while. But the Giants have an interesting upcoming schedule. And really, for the rest of the season, which is getting a little ahead of ourselves, they have a very tough schedule relative to the rest of the league. So thankfully, they've built up the cushion that they've built up because they might need it. So these games are important. These games are actually important. It's like a little bit of a medium soft landing spot here heading into the All-Star break. You've got two more against the Cardinals and then three against the Washington Nationals. Then it's the All-Star break and then you head out on the road to start the second half in St. Louis and then four against the Dodgers in LA. So we'll get into that and we'll look even a little bit further ahead. But anyway, my point is that these games with the Cardinals and Nationals, who are solid but not great teams, the Giants really would do well for themselves to take advantage of playing these teams because the schedule is going to get a lot tougher. Which is not to say these are just easy games, but you know, yesterday, if you would have told us that Kevin Gausman was going to take a no-hitter into the seventh inning, we would have definitely thought that this was a game the Giants were going to win. So it's unfortunate to waste a great Kevin Gausman start like that. He labored through that seventh inning, however, ended up giving up a hit to Nolan Arenado, the first hit of the game, after he fouled off a pitch that was like at his shoe tops. Arenado, of course, of all people, breaks up the no-hitter, and then the Cardinals end up scoring a couple runs. Giants fought back a little bit in the eighth and ninth. Alex Dickerson homered in the eighth, and I want to talk about him for a second. Quietly here, and importantly, because he's a big part of what the Giants do, he's actually gotten it going a little bit, starting with that home run he hit in Arizona. So he actually now has three hits in his last five at-bats, including two home runs, and he's also drawn a walk. So they are going to need him, and tonight and tomorrow, the Giants are facing right-handed pitchers in these games against the Cardinals. Tonight, it's Adam Wainwright on the mound. Adam Wainwright, who's going to be 40 years old in August, is having a solid season. So it's a battle of veterans here with Adam Wainwright against Johnny Cueto tonight. So the Giants yesterday were facing a lefty. So you definitely had that team righty out there with Slater and Ruff. Tyro Estrada started in left field. Brandon Crawford was the only left-handed hitter in the lineup. But I do think currently, especially with Posey not being able to start yesterday because of the thumb injury, that the left-handed lineup is stronger. And so the next two games against the Cardinals, we're going to see Lamont Wade Jr. We're going to see Mike Yastrzemski, who didn't start yesterday. Alex Dickerson is a huge part of that lineup against right-handed pitching. So he seems to be getting it going, and as we've seen historically, Dickerson can get hot and basically carry an offense. If he can just get on a roll in the middle of that lineup against right-handed pitching, that's going to go a long way towards taking advantage of, like I said, these next, you know, eight games against the Cardinals and Nationals. We'll also have Steven Duggar back in the lineup, and Duggar has just been really, really good for the Giants this year. So there's a lot more to get into. They're probably going to have to make a roster move with Jalen Davis injuring his hamstring and having to come out of yesterday's game. So they're really thin. I mean, even just having Jalen Davis on the roster currently speaks to how much of their depth they've kind of gone through here. So later, we'll talk about who I think the replacement might be if he has to be replaced. And coming up next, I really just want to dive into the upcoming schedule and go game by game, really, into how the Giants can win these games and put themselves in position to make it to the playoffs in October. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. So why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, a big chain store, and just $216.79 at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is for everybody and doesn't require membership or even account logins. Best of all, they're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, as promised, I want to just look at the schedule, look at where things stand, look at the Giants' record, their playoff odds, all of that. So, as I keep saying, these are games that the Giants, I don't want to say they need to take advantage of playing the Cardinals and Nationals. It's not like these are pushover teams. And even in baseball, when you're playing really bad teams, you're going to lose sometimes. But that being said, it's just that the schedule gets about as tough as it could possibly be after the Giants play the Cardinals and Nationals. So it goes Cardinals, Nationals, Cardinals for the next three series here. And the next 2 days, like I said, are against right-handed pitchers. Tonight, it's Adam Wainwright against Johnny Cueto. So a battle of veterans there. Giants will be able to put a good lineup out there. A big thing to watch will be, can Buster Posey start? You know, that thumb is obviously bothering him. Giants actually made a little roster move yesterday to get Chadwick Tromp onto the roster, so they didn't have to use Posey, I guess. But they put Sammy Long on the 10-day injured list with a lower back strain, and Chadwick Tromp was recalled. But if Posey's good to go, then they'll probably make another roster move sending out Chadwick Tromp, and then they may have to make another one for Jalen Davis. So we'll talk about that later. But as I said, Adam Wainwright, right-handed pitcher, having a solid year. So this is no, you know, typical 40-year-old pitcher. But then after that, in the Wednesday game, it's going to be Alex Wood on the mound for the Giants against Johan Oviedo, who's a young pitcher, 23 years old, making his 16th start at the major league level. And he has a 5.25 ERA with peripherals that back that up. So this is a guy the Giants should be able to beat. And so today against Wainwright is an important game because you're going to have a strong advantage in theory in that Wednesday game. So if you can find a way to win today, then you put yourself in a pretty good position to win this series. Oviedo is another right-handed pitcher. So the Giants will be able to, you know, they're not going to have to confront the slight issues they're having right now against left-handed pitching with, you know, guys like Jalen Davis already needing to be relied upon, and then he gets hurt here. So they're kind of running up against the depth that they've built up, which has been really good depth, but it's been seriously tested this year. So we don't know who's going to start for the Nationals on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it is looking like they're going to miss Patrick Corbin and Max Scherzer. The kind of estimate here, based on how they have been going through the rotation, is Joe Ross, a right-handed pitcher, and then John Lester, on Saturday, followed by righty Jeffrey Rodriguez. So these are beatable pitchers. So the Giants, you know, missing Scherzer is going to be a big deal if that happens. He's actually going to face the Padres on Thursday, most likely. So the Giants have an opportunity here in the next five games. And so I really do think these are pretty important games coming up. And looking at the playoff picture right now, the Giants, according to Fangraphs, have playoff odds around 83%. But they can go a long way. Like, they can basically eliminate the Cardinals and the Nationals from the playoff picture if they have a dominant stretch here. So that's not why these games are important. It really is because of the schedule after they play the Cardinals and the Nationals. Like, you could have a bad stretch playing 10 out of 13 games against the Dodgers and the Astros, which starts after that Cardinals series. And it begins with a four-game series on the road in LA, which is very tough. Currently, the Giants hold on to a half-game lead over the Dodgers in the National League West. Dodgers finally lost a game yesterday. They had won 9 in a row, and the Giants still held on to first place that entire time. Very impressive, and again, it speaks to the cushion they've built up for themselves. But if you look at the wild card, this is something we've been talking a lot about lately. The Giants have a 4.5-game lead over the Padres in the division, and the Padres have a 4.5-game lead over the Reds in the wild card race. So that means the Giants have a 9-game lead over the Reds for a playoff spot. Obviously, the goal is to win the division, but if you fall out of first place, this comes into play. The thing is, below the Reds, other teams are falling quickly. The Nationals and Cubs are 2.5 games back of the Reds. So if the Reds, this is a team that you want to start losing because they're currently 4 games over 500. They've won 5 in a row. But everybody else in the National League right now who's not in first place and who's not the Padres is not having a good year. And so the Giants have a real opportunity to, again, push some of these teams basically out of the conversation, but also to just continue to build separation between themselves and the team that's fighting beneath the Padres for that second wildcard spot. Hopefully that makes sense, but that's how you make the postseason. I'm not necessarily talking about winning the division. Again, that is the goal. But if you can just continue to build up separation between yourselves and the team that's just on the outside looking in, that is how you clinch a playoff spot eventually. So we'll be watching those Reds games and hoping for them to lose. And also, you know, the Nationals, the Cubs, the Braves, the Phillies, the Cardinals are also the teams that have a chance but are currently just not really doing much of anything. So you don't want to give the Cardinals life. You don't want to give the Nationals life. You want to keep these teams down, force them to sell off at the deadline, and give up on their seasons. So anyway, coming up next, we'll look past these two upcoming series, or these three upcoming series, talk about that stretch of doom that's coming up after that, how the Giants can navigate it, and then we'll just look a little bit closer at some of the takeaways from yesterday's loss. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, as promised, we're going to continue to look at the schedule. You know, I realized recently that we didn't do that for July. We've done it for June. We did it for May. We did it for April. but we haven't done it for July. So this kind of counts as that. I've typically also done predictions for what I think the Giants' record will be in a given month, and they continue to outperform even my projections, and I tend to be higher on this team than most. I would say at this point, people have probably caught on and are also high on this team. They have the best record in Major League Baseball, and we're more than halfway through the season. But really, I mean, they've lost 5 out of their last 8 games, so they're not playing particularly well in their last little stretch of games over the last week or so that included consecutive losses to the Dodgers. And that's part of what is, I don't want to say scary, but it's just a tough upcoming schedule after you play the Cardinals and Nationals. So I've made that point 1,000 times, but let's just move on and say, okay, after the All-Star break, Giants go to St. Louis to play 3. There's your opportunity. Take advantage of a team that's mostly been struggling lately. But then you have to go play the Dodgers in LA for 4. So that's tough, but the Giants play the Dodgers tough. We'll see. I mean, it could go either way, but it's going to be difficult to play that team on the road for 4 games. Giants have a little bit of a reprieve after that. They come home and they play the Pirates for 3 games. So there's a real opportunity in the midst of a very difficult part of the schedule, because right after that, they do have an off day, but then 3 more games against the Dodgers. So 7 of 10 games against the Dodgers there. And then right after that, they play the Astros. And if anyone hasn't been paying attention, the Astros have just been on another level in the American League. They lead all of Major League Baseball in run differential at plus 137. Dodgers are at plus 120. Giants are at plus 104. Those are your top 3 teams in Major League Baseball. But the Astros are good. It's helpful that they won't have the designated hitter in that series. But at the same time, you're going to play a really good team there. And it's right immediately following a series against the Dodgers. So after that, we do move into August. And then the Giants have a road trip that starts with 4 games in Arizona. So that's like always a get-well trip. If they struggle against LA and Houston, hopefully you go to Arizona and get back on track. That's what happened like a few days ago. Giants had gotten swept in a 2-game series by LA, go into Arizona and win 3 out of 4 and get going offensively. Then the Giants head to Milwaukee. And after that, actually, to me, this begins one of the better pockets of the schedule for the Giants, because they have 2 consecutive weeks where they're home. They have a 9-game homestand followed by an off day, followed by 3 games, quote, on the road against the A's. So they can still stay at home there. So 2 straight weeks where they're at home following that first road trip of August. Anyway, I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Point is, take advantage of these upcoming games. These games are big. You don't want to go into the All-Star break reeling at all. So, you know, get back on track. Tonight is a big game because tomorrow is going to be a pretty winnable game with an unproven pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals. And then, like I've said, the Nationals are going to come into town and you're not going to have to face Max Scherzer. If you look at the lineup that the Nationals are throwing out there, they're not the best. I mean, they've got Trey Turner and Juan Soto, but Kyle Schwarber, who like set the world on fire there for a good month, he's injured. So you're not going to face Kyle Schwarber in this series. They've got Alcides Escobar in their starting lineup right now. They've got Starlin Castro, Yan Gomes, Josh Harrison. This is a team that the Giants can take advantage of. And not having to face their top 2 pitchers puts you in good position. So anyway, just one more takeaway from yesterday's game. Giants' bullpen faltered a little bit. We had Zach Littell and Jimmy Scherfey struggle in their outings. And actually, to me, like, the Cardinals won the time of possession yesterday. It's funny because Gabe Kapler has talked about how that's a big emphasis for this team. They want their pitchers to pound the strike zone and work quick, and they want their offense to have long grinding at bats. And for the most part, we've seen that this year. But my goodness, Zach Littell, when he was out there in his inning, which was the 8th, he was just working so unbelievably slowly with runners on base. And he ended up giving up a couple of bloop hits that scored some runs, and it just was not a great outing for him. His strikeout rate has really not been great. It's only 17%, and it showed he just was not able to put hitters away. And so I'm starting to have some concerns about Zach Littell in this bullpen. Overall, he does have a nice ERA, 3.38, but the peripherals suggest worse things are coming. If you're not missing any bats, it is generally hard to have a lot of success. Jimmy Scherfy, it kind of remains to be seen. He's only pitched 10 and two-thirds innings. We're talking about 26 and two-thirds for Littell. Anyway, I mean, the Giants bullpen has been so steady and reliable lately, but yesterday it did not look that way. We'll see. It is a possibility that at some point, you know, with the trade deadline upcoming, Giants will feel like they need to make a move and upgrade and solidify that bullpen. But for now, these are the guys they're rolling with, and it's a little bit, they're a little bit of unknown commodities. So we'll have to take it day by day and continue to evaluate when these guys are out there. So Jalen Davis, like I said, he got hurt, and it's really terrible timing for him. He was getting a real opportunity. Does not have a hit in this recent call-up, but injured his hamstring. So if I had to guess, I would say Mauricio Dubon is possibly a candidate to replace him on the roster. Dubon was just recently sent to the minor leagues in the move that brought up Tyro Estrada. So we shall see, and tomorrow we'll provide those updates, and we'll talk about tonight's game, Wainwright and Cueto. Hopefully, Giants get back on track and give themselves a shot to win the series on Wednesday. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic, and you can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out so much. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Stay locked on, Giants.